Kevin Hoover has been in touch again via Facebook, saying, how does the brain interpret all the information that's coming in through its senses? So, for example, tactile information transmitted from his extremities, such as hot, cold, smooth and coarse, etc. And he's also asking, is the information encoded in some fashion or routed to different places, depending on the sensation?
The reason that you're able to detect hot and cold and touch and so on and tell the difference between those different types of energy which are impinging on the surface of your body is that in your skin you have sensory receptor cells which are sensitive specifically to heating, specifically to cooling, to particular types of touch, fast sharp shocks, deep stretches and so on. And so those sensory receptors in the periphery already sort out the different types of stimulus that are impinging on your skin. And each one of those sensory receptors sends an axon, a wire, to the brain, and it sends it to a part of the brain that's specifically concerned with hot or cold or with different types of touch. So the information is being what we call in neuroscience line labeled. If you're sitting in the brain, you see an electrical signal coming along a particular line, and you know that that line comes from a receptor which only responds when the temperature of the skin goes up, then you know that an increase in the signaling, electrical signals coming in, means that that part of the skin is getting warmer. So how is this information encoded? The answer is that it's encoded by electrical pulses. So they're very brief, rapid up and down changes of electrical potential that last for 1/1000th of a second. Now, it's tempting to say that these are digital, because a digital computer also works by making electrical pulses, which switch from being down, which is zero, to up, which is being one. But in fact, the brain is not a digital computer. It's not processing information using digital logic. These pulses are coding the strength of the stimuli, how intense they are, by the frequency with which they occur, i.e. how many pulses are there per second. And when the rate of pulses per second goes up, the brain generally interprets this as the intensity of the stimulus becoming stronger.
That was Professor Simon Laughlin from Cambridge University, taking on your questions about energy in the brain.